This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When you start reading 1 Chronicles, you might be discouraged by all the genealogical listing of names. But as I read the lists, I was surprised to find my nickname, Lud, mentioned in chapter 1, verse 17. And when I found that the one whose name was Lud was in the promised line, I felt even better. Most people perk up when they hear their name. We appreciate when people remember our name and call us by name when we meet. Our name is associated with who we are. God wants us to know that we are important to Him. Since that's true, it's not surprising that every once in a while, in the Bible, you have a listing of names. When you read the names in the first 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles, you'll find some referred to who are not known for anything good. Some mentioned did much evil. God included them anyway because they were important to Him. He wants everyone to know that He knows their name, loves them, and wants a relationship with them. But they must turn to and trust in Him. Names represent people, and people are important to God. You can be sure God knows your name. He wants to write it in the Lamb's Book of Life. Having your name in that book is the basis of assurance that when you die, you will spend eternity with Him in heaven. By faith, put your name into John 3:16. God so loved the world, put your name there, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever, put your name there, believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Take this step of faith today.